More of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. And that's the sound of wax pouring at Milwaukee Candle Company. The company has a studio in Walker's Point where they hand pour Milwaukee's contribution to hygge.
Kevin Gudsvard is the company's owner. He says that he and his workers can produce 400 to 500 candles a night. This includes what he calls the Hometown Collection, which represents different events in and parts of the city, including Bradford Beach on a good day, Lake Park Breeze, and brewery tour.
Gudsvard waxes poetic with Lake Effect's Mayon Silver about why it's been important for him to give people the sense of Milwaukee.
Well, I've always been enamored by the idea of scent memory connection, power of smell being the most powerful of the five senses. So I tried to capture fragrances that would bring you back to certain experiences and places in Milwaukee.
So what are some of these other ones in the Milwaukee collection that events, places, and memories for you?
Jasmine in the Park, for sure. I ended up going to Jazz in the Park every single week for my first summer living here. So I created a scent that's meant to bring you back to those warm summer nights hanging out in Cathedral Square. So basically the fragrance contains some jasmine flower oil, a little bit of patchouli, and also some amber and a little bit of musk.
Who comes up with the scents?
I do, and then I also get some input from my team. But I consider myself somewhat of an amateur perfumist. I don't have a chemistry degree, so I can't call myself an actual perfumist, but it's just a lot of trial and error. You basically learn base notes, middle notes, top notes, and then once you can kind of figure out what goes into each of those categories, you can start to blend your own fragrances and create your own.
How is it that you get such complex scents into the candles?
Well, with perfumery or fragrance design, you really break it down into three different levels. So you have your base notes, you have your heart notes, and then you have your top notes. Top notes being more of your citrus fragrances. It evaporates first. It's usually the first scent that you smell. Heart notes being more of like your florals, base notes being more of your woodsy resins. And so what you can do is once you kind of learn that, you can categorize your different oils and you can really create complex fragrances by layering the different fragrances on top of each other.
So for people who don't know anything about making candles, such as myself, what is the process by which, what are your candles made out of, and what is the process by which you get these scents in your candles?
Yeah, so we use 100% soy wax, so we don't use any blends. We'll melt the wax down to 180 degrees. At that temperature, we will pour in the oil. We'll mix it together, and then we do batch process, so we're pouring trays. And then we pour the candles, set the wicks, let them sit, label them, throw them in the bin locations, and then ship them out.
What would you call this collection down here? Is that your traditional collection that you have year-round, or?
So this collection is called the Essential Collection, and it's inspired by the world and its natural aromas. So I'm not so limited as to what Milwaukee can offer in terms of fragrance inspiration. So we have candles like sandalwood and vanilla, blood orange and mahogany, oak moss and eucalyptus, that's just to name a few. So I can be a lot more creative in what kind of scents I want to do. And as a matter of fact, the reason why I created this collection also is to be more relatable to people that aren't from Milwaukee. So I sell these candles in the Essential Collection from the East Coast to the West Coast in small boutiques. So it's more relatable, more universally appealing, whereas the Hometown Collection is definitely going to be more of a tie to Milwaukee and people who have been here or people who have lived here.
So we've got the Essential Collection and the Milwaukee Hometown Collection, right? Tell me about the Whiskey Candle.
Yeah, so that's a really fun candle. That's part of what I call the Collaboration Collection. It's a collaboration with Great Northern Distillery, and we made a whiskey old-fashioned scented soy candle in a reusable rocks glass. So we did a screen print on the rocks glass. It's meant to be burned down and filled up.
Did you model that after any local whiskeys?
Yeah, actually, we modeled it after the Great Northern Distillery Whiskey Old Fashioned. They're based in Plover, Wisconsin. I got to meet everyone on their team. They're all really, really good people. And it's been awesome collaborating with them. And we actually also have one other collaboration with Stone Creek Coffee that we just launched, and that's also in a reusable glass. We sprinkled some real Cream City Roast espresso coffee grounds on the top of the candle, It's basically meant to evoke the smell of the many Stone Creek coffees, cafes that we have in the city. And those can be found online and at every single Stone Creek coffee cafe.
And back to the whiskey, how do you get the scent of whiskey in your candles?
Well, we base it off of, there's some key ingredients that kind of give off that scent. It embodies notes of Luxardo cherry, Ceylon cinnamon, maple, and it does have some whiskey undertones, so it's a real true to life fragrance.
Clearly nobody's burning the liquor.
No whiskey, although I do want to trial and error that. See if I could actually pour real whiskey in there, see what'll happen.
So candles evoke a sense of comfort, of coziness. Many cultures, including the Danes, use tons of candles in their daily life. Do you see candles as something that Milwaukeeans are picking up on? Like, what are the trends?
I definitely think that Milwaukeeans are picking up on the sense of hygge, which is like a Nordic term for like comfort. I don't know the actual exact definition of it, but so yeah, I think Milwaukeeans definitely embrace the idea of hygge, and I feel like the community has really embraced Milwaukee Candle Company, and I'm very appreciative of that, because what started out in my kitchen is now we have a full-blown operation in Walker's Point.
Tell me about this full-blown operation. We're in this like cool loft, there's sofas, there's plants, like tell me about this environment.
Yeah, so we have about 2,200 square feet here. We're located right above Movida in Walker's Point. And we have two big wax melters, two big 150-pound wax melters. The building was built in 1881, so it's got Cream City brick. There's some really cool iron beams that are holding the place up. And it's just a really, 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 really cool space. The owner of the building I'm friends with, and he's done a great job with making this place really unique, and I encourage anybody and everybody to come check it out.
So people come and actually buy candles here as well, right?
Yes, we have limited hours, just 5 to 9 p.m. Tuesdays through Thursdays. It's more of a candle studio than a brick and mortar retail space, but we do want to open it up to the community because it is a unique space, and it's a place that we can share some of our art and some of our fragrances.
What are your three favorite candle scents?
My favorite scents are blood orange and mahogany, Jasmine in the Park, and I gotta say the Whiskey Old Fashioned.
And what are the, you know, obviously each scent has a different connotation and makes people feel a certain way, but what is the overall theme of all your candles? How do you want them to be enjoyed by people when they buy them?
Well, the whole idea behind the company from the get-go is to bring a piece of Milwaukee into your home. Bring back previous experiences that you've had, the idea that they smell Lake Park breeze and it brings them back to a wedding that they went to there or a picnic that they had with friends there or whatever experience it might be that's relative to that person. And that's the whole idea, is just to provide comfort and familiarity to people through these candles.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Kevin Goodsward is the owner of the Milwaukee Candle Company. You can find out more about the company and its production process at WUWM.com. He spoke with Mayon Silver.
Savannah scatters and the seabirds sing.